I never thought that there would be a day when you would teach this in church. But it's so out there now that we have to address it to find out where it's coming from and what the Bible has to say about it. This lesson is called Genesis on Steroids. I've got around 20 pages here, but we won't get through any, maybe a third of it. But what we're seeing is that the day of Jesus Christ is coming soon. And I put Genesis 6 on steroids is here. Are you ready? And that's the big question. Before we get started, let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, my blessed Lord and Savior, thank you for your precious word. Thank you for what you've put in your book to warn us over and over again about what's coming. And Lord, you're not willing that any should perish, but that all might be saved, Lord. And Lord, we just pray that if there's anyone here that doesn't know Jesus Christ as their Savior, or anyone listening that doesn't know Christ as their Savior, that today will be the day of salvation. I pray for the power of the Holy Spirit in teaching this lesson. Let no words proceed out of my mouth that don't come from Thee. For I ask in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The Bible starts out with a reptile. The Bible ends in the death of that reptile. Matthew chapter 24, verse 21 says, "For then shall be great tribulation, such as not since the beginning of the world to this time, nor ever shall be." And we're in that time. We're at the edge of going through the threshold of the tribulation. Genesis chapter 6 starts out with the days of Noah, and there will be the days of Noah, but it's going to be far worse than the days of Noah or the days of Lot. Genesis 6:1 says, "And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair. And they took them wives, all the which they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them. And the same became mighty men, which were of old men of renown." By the time the flood got around, there was very few men walking with God. There were very few men that even talked to God. Noah was one of them. He was a good man, righteous, because he walked with God. He believed God. And he preached to the world for 120 years and no one was saved. And only his family. When men refuse to call on God, and we're going to learn that in this lesson, when men refuse to call on God and refuse to obey God's word, and they reject his son, what happened in Genesis 6 will happen again. And it's happening now. God will allow the devil to destroy man's relationship with his creator by altering his genetic makeup. And that's happening. Hosea chapter 4 verse 1 warns of this. And I've read over this 100 times and I don't think I've ever seen this before, but I'll see what you think. Verse 1 says, "And the word of the Lord, hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel, For the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land, by swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery. That's our world today. When they can take baby formula away from grocery stores and ship it to the border, and that's where it's all going right now, is going to the border of Mexico, while babies are hurting here and mothers are hurting here, that's where they send it. But look at the next part of that verse. They break out. When you look at that, they is found over 7,000 times in the King James Bible. But about 10% of that, they are not talking about people like us. They're talking about something else. They break out. And blood toucheth blood. Therefore shall the land mourn, and they, everyone that dwelleth therein, shall languish with the beasts of the fields and the fowls of the heavens, and the fishes of the sea also shall be taken away. And if you've been keeping up with the news, you know, the fowls of the air are disappearing. There's very few of them. The fish of the sea, there's die-offs all the time. Someone was complaining on the internet about there's no birds. And of course, my wife don't want to say this, but all the squirrels and all the birds are at my house. We got the fattest squirrels you ever seen. We even now this is the truth. I don't want to embarrass my wife, but she quit putting bird seed in this one bird feeder, and this squirrel, I get up early in the morning to read my Bible, and while I'm reading it, there's a squirrel knocking on the back door, hitting that door. And I go out there, and he's like this. He wants his bird feed. That's true. But the birds and this, all this stuff, everything is kind of chaos in the world. But when you break this down, they represents someone other than mankind. When blood toucheth blood, when you break that down in the Strong's Concordance, it says something strange. It says to properly touch, that is to lay hands upon, to lie with a woman. They, in a lot of cases, is referring to the fallen angels. Now, when you start looking into this stuff, you start thinking, oh, you know, well, that's strange. But this one guy that introduced quantum computers back in 2017 said that these highly intelligent aliens are going to come to Earth and they're going to help us. Yeah. When you start looking at what the government says, they categorize these creatures. They're seen in UFOs of all, I got the different shapes up here. They call them aliens. They're not aliens. They've always been here. They're demons. Demonic creatures. They call them from insectulins. They look like insects. And then they got the small grays, and then they got the reptilian hydrobes. This is your government. And then it goes down to humanoid hydrobes. And then it goes all the way down for early stage, the middle stage, to late stage. And then humanoids that you can't tell the difference between a human and these creatures. There's a book. It's called Walking Among Us. I read it. It gives you the heebie-jeebies. Something's going on in this world that we don't even know about, and you're not supposed to know about it. Isaiah chapter 27 verse 1 says, "In that day the Lord with his sore and great strong sword shall punish Leviathan." Leviathan is a reptile. Some of these creatures are considered reptilians. Daniel chapter 2 verse 43 says, "Whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay." The pastor's taught on this. I've taught on this. A lot of people have taught on this. "And they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men. But they shall not cleave one to another, nor iron is mixed with clay." And it refers to them as they. Then, of course, Jesus Christ comes and crushes them. I don't want to leave you there. There's hope. When the Lord returns to this earth, He will destroy them with His coming. And it will be, but the world will be in a horrible shape. If you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, that's your only defense. The Bible says that Satan's like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And he will devour you if you're not one of the Lord's. Jeremiah chapter 10 verse 11. "Thus shall ye say unto them, the gods," little g, "that have not made the heavens and the earth, even they shall perish from the earth and from under the heavens." Psalms 82 describes these creatures, little gods. They're not immortal. When they fall, they can be killed. "But ye shall die like men and fall like one of the princes." Could it be that when man rejects God, rejects His word, that it removes God's protection off of mankind? I believe so. All this stuff with the UFOs and everything. So when you go back into history, it's like everything starts in 1947, and then it just goes boom, bam. We go from technology, from horse and buggy, basically, you know, fossil fuels to nuclear whatever. And they got weapons today that make nuclear weapons look like toys play. I mean, kids play. The biggest mistake of the church is they all went to sleep back in 1947. Everybody went to sleep back in 1947. We allowed Hitler's regime, when they went in there, they couldn't believe what they were working on. These crafts, the anti-gravity craft that could, you know, fly around and stuff. And they said, "Where'd you get that technology?" "Oh, we had help." Yeah, they had help. The biggest mistake a Christian can make is to believe that there is not a spiritual world out there. And they need to pray for protection. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11 says, "Lest Satan should take advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices." We are today. Because the word of God is not being preached. People are not being warned about Satan's devices. And one of the devices we hold in our hand every day. Most preachers preach the stories of the Bible. Thank God we don't have a preacher like that. But they avoid the mysteries and all this deep stuff in the Bible. The Lord warned the children of Israel as far back as Exodus chapter 20. The first commandment, "Thou shalt have no other God before me." That's the first warning. 2 Samuel 22 verse 3 warns that we need to keep a shield. He says, "The God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower, my refuge, my savior. Thou savest me from violence." God saves all of us from that if you believe and trust in him. Exodus chapter 20, verse 3. "Thou shalt have no other God before me. Thou shalt make unto thee any graven image, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above." What's up? You know, what are they reporting all the time? UFOs. Okay? "Or any likeness of anything in the heavens above or in the earth beneath. There are things living underneath your feet." "Or that is in the water under the earth." Now, if you ever kept track of this stuff, they see UFOs flying into volcanoes, and they see UFOs flying out of volcanoes. They see UFOs going under the sea. They see... It's amazing when you start looking into this stuff how accurate this warning is. And that these creatures have been around for over 5,000 or 6,000 years. Probably a lot longer than that. But he warns them, says, "Thou shalt not bow thyself down to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord, thy God, am a jealous God." But Exodus chapter 20 is warning us what's going to happen in the future. You go to Revelation chapter 13. Okay, verse 1. "And I stood by the sands of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea." Under the water beneath. They're coming. Hollywood has been getting you ready for this for a long time. There's a dragon up there. In verse 2, and the last part of verse 2, "And the dragon gave him his power and a seat of great authority." But even that up there is going to have to come down here eventually during the tribulation. Verse 11. "And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth. And he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. For 2,000 years, these creatures have been waiting to emerge out of the depths, out of the abyss. And they're coming to a place near you." The Word of God are examples for us to go by, but also warning us of what's coming. Ephesians chapter 2 or 6 verse 12 says, "For we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." NASA sent a rocket up last year, and they had a satellite that took pictures of the earth. And these pictures could take ground-penetrating pictures. And they found vast caverns underneath the earth, some of them as large as the United States. Talk to a Navy guy, and they talk about ships stationed where certain things are under the sea that are a threat to humanity. Hosea 4:6, this warning, and what was really crazy about this study is that whenever it gives this warning, your children are involved. If you go back to Genesis chapter 20, it talks about don't make any graven images of these creatures or your children are going to be cut off to the fourth generation. Now, when you go and start studying the Bible and you start studying the law, whenever the Jews would go into the land, the Bible told them, says, okay, this tribe over here, you kill them all because they're not human. This tribe over here, you can leave alone. You can take them as friends or you can take them for slaves or whatever. But this one over here, you got to destroy them. If you don't, just like Saul didn't kill all the Amalekites. And it came back to haunt him later. The same warning is given to us in our day and age. We'll get to that, hopefully. I don't know. This is about a three-hour lesson, and we'll get it 45 minutes. We're almost halfway through. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6 says, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children. As they were increased, so they sinned against me, therefore will I change their glory into shame. Here we go again. They eat up the sins of my people. They set their hearts on their iniquities. And there shall be like people, like priests, and I will punish them for their ways and reward them for their doings. They shall eat and not have enough. And they shall commit whoredom, and they shall not increase. The law in the Bible says that when these creatures try to integrate with mankind, they're not allowed into the congregation of the Lord until the 10th generation. And they were real particular about this in the Jewish culture. They wanted to keep their lines pure. That was real important. Now watch what 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 12 says. When you do this, when I did this study, a lot of the scriptures I studied once before, I thought, well, this changes everything. But these, as brute beast, made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of things they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption. They shall receive a reward of upright unrighteousness, as they that count it pleasure to riot in the daytime. Spots they are, and blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceiving while they feast with you, having eyes full of adultery, and cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls, and heart they have exercised with covetousness, cursed children. Some are saying, well, I don't believe that. Habakkuk 1:5 says, behold, ye among the heathens, and regard, and wonder marvelously, for I will work a work in your day which ye will not believe, though it be told you. Isaiah 45:7 says, I am the light and create darkness. This is God talking. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. Whenever man rejects God's word and rejects his Son, God allows this to happen, and it's happening now, and it's going to bring us into the tribulational period. They're having congressional hearings this month to tell people, or to discuss what the security risk for this incursion. Incursion is just a nice way of saying invasion. And what effect it's having on our women population. Because they're interacting with our women. I don't make this stuff up. This is what got me on the study. I said, well, let's see what the Bible's got. It's not pretty. The Lord Jesus Christ is coming soon. Thank God. You ought to thank God every second of the day. Thank you for saving my wretched, miserable soul.
Amen.
From what is coming on this earth. God is pure righteousness. But to bring judgment to a rebellious man, God will create evil, and He has allowed this evil to come into our world today. Look at what we've got. Look at our Congress. Look at our Senate. Look at people that go into Washington, how evil and wicked they are. Making fun of the fact that women can't feed their babies. The Church of Satan, all these Satanists are screaming to Congress that we have a religious right to kill these babies, to sacrifice them to our God. That's where we're at today. Sexual perversions of all kinds. God is not a God to be trifled with. He's a righteous God, all-powerful God. And you're out of here. Genesis 6:12 says, and God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. Genesis 18:20 talks about Sodom and Gomorrah. And the Lord said, because the cries of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, God dug a hole where Sodom and Gomorrah was, 1,300 feet down below sea level. It should fill it up with water by now, shouldn't it? But God's judgment is sure. Could it be that what they want to do is depopulate the earth? Cancer rates are skyrocketing. Doctors are complaining about the number of cancers that are going through our country right now. Our military. Sodomy weakens a nation. When you look at what Genesis chapter 14 and how these nations come from the south or from the north and came down and destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah and then took all their stuff and took all their people with them. These were nations of giants, and then here's little old Abraham with 316 men and a couple allied nations. And they went up there and just kicked their tail ends and brought everything back. That's what happens. If man will call on God, God will answer. God's not willing that any should perish. From 2018 to 2021, 339,849 Americans died from the Mexican-Chinese cartels that are helping murdering Americans through drug trafficking. And what does your politicians do? Give them free passage. Today, we're looking at another summer of blood as crazed liberals fighting to keep the food flowing to their god Moloch. Sodomite teachers brag about turning their young students into sodomites. How wicked do you have to be to do that to a little baby, to a little child? Confuse them like that. Disney employees discuss on a video call to their employees because of the COVID ways of turning your child into a sodomite. And parents go out and buy these tapes, these videos, and show it to their kids and let the TV babysit their kids while their kids are being fed all this garbage. Their little minds. Now, this is a big one. Food shortage. This will affect you. Food shortages all over the country. It hasn't got really bad here yet, but up in some places it is. Bird flu. The government telling the farmers to burn crops. What? With food shortages? Food factories mysteriously burning down all over the country. You've probably seen this. The government going around buying up storable foods, these prepper foods. They're going in and they're buying up the companies, or buying all the products from the companies and hoarding them so that you cannot get them. Sending baby formula to the borders rather than give it to mothers who need it. The WHO, Keith DeKell sent me this, the World Health Organization are setting up dictators that will take over populations by shutting the economies down again. The Great Reset is not going to start tomorrow. It's already here. For the first time in half a century, the public hearings will be held. And these are news articles that I got off the internet. For the first time in half a century, the public hearings will be held on Capitol Hill to present evidence of UFO incursions and alien-to-human contacts. The incursions already happened. We're at the beginning of Genesis 6. If you call it the beginning, 1947, when all this stuff started. As of last year, the Canadian government is now offering to pay to euthanize people who are too poor to continue living in dignity. It was the cripples and the people who had ailments, but now it's the destitute. Matthew chapter 24, verse 22 says, "And except those days be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake those days shall be shortened." So why do they have to be shortened? Is it because there's going to be people saved? I think it's it's even deeper than that. I think that if God delays His coming, this is the second advent. This is not the rapture. When the second advent happens, He has to come back sooner, or there's no humans left on the face of the earth. Everyone has been genetically altered. That's their plan. You see on this top of this head, you see this snake coming out. That's what Elon Musk wants to do. He wants to plug you into the internet. You know, when the disciples cast out demons and they come back to Jesus, it's great. We cast out these demons and all we had to do is speak your name and they came out. What was Jesus' answer to that? He says, I saw Satan like lightning. What's lightning? It's electricity. What's your phone ran on? Electricity. What is G6 and all this other stuff that they're trying to put on us? It's not G5 anymore, it's G6. It's coming to G6. When you see that 6, you better get ready. We're about to go home. But these things are these creatures, I'm running out of time, so I'm going to try to get to the nitty-gritty. Back when, you remember Admiral Byrd? And the preacher preached on him, you know, this hollow earth. We went to the North Pole and saw this big opening, flew in there, and these UFOs took over his craft and took him in. It's all over the internet. But he wrote a diary. And in this diary, it says that whenever, he says, you've created the atomic bomb and you have the capabilities of blowing up the world now. So in order to save mankind, the next time we see this about to happen, we're going to have to interfere with you humans. Now these creatures lived under the earth and under the sea. They're going to come out. And I believe that right when during World War III breaks loose, and the first sign of a nuclear weapon, there's going to be this big old UFO come down. We're here to save you, mankind. And people will flock to him like a bunch of Beatle fans. And they'll say, yes, Master. Because they didn't obey God and His word, God is going to bring someone that they will obey, and it'll be to their detriment. Genesis 6:5. It's awful quiet in here. The God in Genesis 6:5, and God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and every imagination and thought of the thoughts of his heart was evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him. Why did it grieve God? Because of man, is because God created man in His image. This is something to think about. When God destroyed the earth with a flood, man was in the process of changing that image into the image of another god, Lucifer. It's going to happen again. Satan is going to alter man's genetic makeup. He will no longer be the image of God, and God will destroy him like a bug. Something to think about. I don't know that, but this is kind of what the Bible indicates. Remember the Malachites? When the Malachites' sin was full, and they were full of giants, and their DNA had been altered. When Joshua went in there, he says, see that tribe over there? Kill them all. Don't let any of them live. Don't mix with any of them. Joshua 24:14. Now look at this thing real close. It says, now therefore fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity and in truth. Put away the gods, little g, which your fathers served on the other side of the flood. They were serving these gods that they served on the other side of the flood, and now they're serving them on this side. And God warned them, do not serve them. Those creatures are being, you know, that's for last day's stuff. Don't get it going too soon. But like mankind never listens to God. Which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And that's my motto. Keep serving the Lord. Never give up. Never give in. That's the way we used to talk when I was a kid. Never give up. Never give in. Never do two rights don't make a wrong, and never always do right, and all this stuff. You know, that was taught in school. Now they say, what is right? From the greatest generation, in just one generation, Sodomites have more rights to your children than your parents do. Their parents do. Our world today is full of violence. I got a call from a guy from New York the other day. He'll probably be watching this. And he's telling me, he says, Dave, you got to pray for us in New York. He says, it's all horrible. He says, they're not prosecuting. They're not arresting anyone. And in the subways, they're pushing people in front of the subways and killing them. And no one's doing a thing about it. How many's taking a vacation to New York City this year? I didn't think so. But it's not just there. In Chicago, when you go up there in a semi, you have to have a police escort or they won't go into the city, because the minute you take a semi in there, they block the roads and they steal everything out of your semi. In California, they walk into stores and they just grab stuff and leave. They don't pay for it. And murder is rampant, and they're not prosecuting people for murder. We're in an age of lawlessness. But you're not going to hear this on your local news. Everything's rosy because of Joe Biden. When God is rejected, men are willing to give up their offspring, give up their families, so that they can hold on to their material goods. Ruckman taught that back in the 70s. Boy, is it more true today. We'll send our troops over to fight countries and kill millions. But we won't even defend our freedoms here in this country. Times are uncertain. I listened to a guy talking about EMP strikes. And he says, that's a likely thing to happen in this day and age that we're living in. He says, within a year of an EMP strike, 2/3 of the population of America will die from starvation, diseases, and social collapse. America has lost its ability to survive. When I was a kid, everybody had a garden. Everybody canned. This will be my last part, my last scripture. Genesis chapter 11, verse 6, it says, and the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they have all one language. That's where the metaverse and all this other new great reset and the new world order. And they began to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Man's imagination will take him into places he really doesn't need to go. I think about all the time, my wife, she likes this day and age we're living because it's easy. But I looked, wouldn't it be great if we lived 100 years ago and we worked, we had our own land, we worked on a, you know, raising our own crops, and we didn't have to worry about, you know, gasoline prices and all this other stuff. But baby, look at us now. The world needs to start praying that the Lord Jesus Christ comes back soon. You know, when you look at women and the women's right movement, the only time women really had rights is when the church was in control. The church has always treated the women with respect. I remember when I was a kid, you didn't run up to a door and just run in. If there was a woman behind you, you opened the door for the woman and let her go in. It didn't matter if she was this big or this big. You had respect. And then you would walk in after the women and the children walked in. Nowadays, you don't see that. You don't see no respect for women. You don't see... Rape was kind of a horrible thing. Now it's a common thing. And a lot of women don't even report it anymore. It's so common. And that's sick. So why do women's rights movement, hate Christianity? Do they love their witchcraft that much? Do they hate the Bible that much? Before the flood, the men would sacrifice their daughters to fallen angels for power and knowledge. And I'm over my time. But if you study what happened with Cain when he rejected the sacrifice and brought his own sacrifice, and he built cities. And I study these cities. I mean, I really get into this stuff, this archaeology stuff. They find that these cities that were built before the flood, some of them are buried under 50 feet of dirt. They dig them out. And they find these cities. They say that the only way that these cities could have been built, because they're out of solid rock, the only way they could have built these things would be with lasers and sophisticated equipment that we don't even have today. Let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for this lesson, Lord. I pray that it wakes people up and it gets them stirred up about your coming and makes them more determined to live for the Lord in what time we have left. Lord, I pray for Brother McNeese as he gets up here and he preaches to us and he preaches from the Word of God with the Spirit of God that will tan our hides and make us more determined to live for you. Lord, we're so thankful that we're for your salvation. We're so thankful for what you did for us on the cross of Calvary. And Lord, we sure do love you for what you've done for us and how you've taken such good care of us and how you've protected this church. Blessed be your holy and righteous name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.